Good morning. This is James, Ash, and Cece with your 8 a.m. Zed Lines.
The Business Chamber of Australia is calling on the Queensland government to pay its invoices to small businesses faster after it was revealed that the government paid $190 million in late fees last year. In 2020, the government claimed that small businesses that supply it would be paid within 20 days, but BCQ claimed that 1 in 10 are paid late. Business operators reliant on the consistent cash flow are impacted by irregular payments. A new team will be established in central Queensland to rapidly respond to and aid those facing homelessness, as announced by the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Planning, and Public Works. The critical response team will be modelled off the existing Brisbane team, which reportedly in less than 1 year aided more than 460 people find accommodation, such as social housing, private rentals, and boarding houses. It forms part of the Miles government's long-term housing plan, which includes a 20% uplift in funding for homelessness services.
In national news, new research from Deakin University has revealed that 87%, or 9 in 10 professional sportswomen, have experienced some form of online harm over the last year. The report investigated over 130 women across 32 sports and found that 2 in 3 athletes felt unsafe following gendered attacks, hate speech, attempts to embarrass, and sexual harassment. Researchers say that cultural change within codes and teams are needed to end discrimination female athletes experience. Flooding in rural Western Australia's goldfields have resulted in truck drivers who regularly supply food and resources to residents to take a 2,000-kilometre detour. The trek is almost twice as long as the length of Texas, doubling the time it would usually take to travel to the area. Many tourists were also unaware of the dramatic floods happening in the region, with locals stating they had to warn many about the particular dangers they would face before they went any further.
In international news, the World Meteorological Organization's 2023 Global Climate Report has just been released. It showed that not only was 2023 the hottest year on record, but the ocean heat and worldwide sea levels have risen to their highest ever. Sea ice in Antarctica has reached an all-time low. The report has also stated that the extreme climates worldwide contributed to massive economic losses, but also ended the lives of billions across the globe. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the tradition.